Finish this sentence. At the bare minimum, every man or woman or both should know how to blank. Who's first?
I'll go.
Steve?
Cook a week's worth of meals.
Yes.
You mean like food prep kind of stuff? Is that what you mean? Or be able to cook meals for a week and have it all be different as opposed to
Not food prep. Not like, okay, I'm going to chop all of my vegetables. Like actual, be able to make actual meals, like a dinner every night of the week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's a pretty good one. And not the normal stuff. Kelly?
The first number one for me was cooking.
Yeah.
Absolutely know how to cook. The second one is, this is difficult, but knowing how to think for yourself before you ask a question to a person, like that's an answer you could have found without bothering them. Does that make sense? Like, I don't know how to describe it.
Everyone
like thinking
should know
for
how
yourself.
To Google.
They should know how to think for themselves before just immediately blurting out a question like, hey, do you know where I can find this? And it's so easy to have found that on your own. Mm-hmm. I don't
like every single email that I get.
Yes, exactly.
Or that we all get where we talk about a thing and they go, hey, what was the thing you talked about? And you go, the one that I Googled to find?
Or like when this is so stupid and I'm going to just say it anyway. When I post something on Instagram and I say, I loved my time in Atlanta, Georgia. And then I've even tagged the location as Atlanta, Georgia. And then some dip ass in the comment was like, whoa, cool. Where is this? Are you kidding me?
Maybe they mean what part of Atlanta
like specifically, but
probably. But I like to be angry.
Amen.
Yeah. Like, hey, that club looks great, or that bar, or what other place you weren't drinking at?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hot wings.
At the bare minimum, people should know the basic operations of their own home.
Example.
How to shut the water off, where the breakers are, how to do laundry.
Do you think there are people listening who don't know where the breakers are in their
absolutely.
House?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's crazy. But yeah,
Joe,
you're
where's
right.
your breakers?
In my basement.
It's there in my basement.
In the pantry next to the honeycomb.
And the water is...
Say something that proves you know where it's at.
Okay. It's in one of the rooms in the basement.
That sounds so vague.
It's okay. It's opposite the water shut off.
You're basically describing a bag of sand for a boob right now.
And there's another breaker in the garage, too. And I don't know what that does. Probably,
I think
probably
that's
something
a garage
for
door
the garage.
That's so unfair. Say something that proves you know where your breaker is, other than saying it's in the basement. There's nothing to say.
Yeah, like, but I love the northwest corner.
Joe, I love that you tried, even though you were given a Herculean task.
It's in the sailboat wallpaper room, which is opposite the sailboat flag wallpaper room. That's where the water shut off is.
You haven't updated any of the nautically themed basement you bought?
No, I just became interested in sailing.
That's and a good semaphore.
Yeah. What would you rather do? Be interested in taking down wallpaper or be interested in sailing?
Yeah, right.
Sailing.
And, you know... I also really enjoy hanging my things on hangers that are shaped like anchors. Mm-hmm. I enjoy saying ahoy every time I do it. I say hi to Mr. Dolphin, which is the other hanger on the door.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, water things. Aren't we having a good
day? We're roommates.
Yeah.
Mr. Dolphin.
This text, at a bare minimum, every man should know how to drive a manual transmission. Like, I love driving a manual.
I learned too.
On a manual, but I don't think that's a necessary skill these days.
No, it's not.
Hard to find.
For a long time.
1% of cars are manuals.
Yeah, it's not that many now. I mean, I'm with you. I mean, I have one now, and I like it, but I think that would have been like in the 1950s saying, every man should know how to turn over a car with a crank.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I mean, at some point, it's just not necessary, you know, so.
How about swim?
Yes,
probably.
I think that is a very important skill.
Yeah.
Not, I guess not necessary.
Because I don't know. Let's see how I feel still. When I'm in a lake.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I think everyone should know the difference between there, and there, and two, two, and two.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Yeah. Or, and or.
Yeah. Or, and or.
It's and it's.
Yeah. Read. Everyone should know how to read.
At the bare minimum, people should know how to put a shirt on.
I don't know if I can find it this fast, but Steve has a thing with apostrophes that don't need to be there.
Yes.
No. Quotes.
Well, I think everybody does, really.
Okay, yeah. Well, our former intern and coworker, Wendy, hates apostrophes. She's just generally a grammar person, and someone tagged her in a sign they saw. It was our old coworker, Tom.
Oh, Tom, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was a sign that was
shirts.
Up. And it was like, I don't remember what it was.
I think it was like hardware, something like that. It was like, we have saws with an apostrophe and hammers.
Yes.
And it was like hammer apostrophe S.
But it was
stuff like
that. Ray's Hardware. And the only place there wasn't an apostrophe to show possession was in Ray's. But hammers had an apostrophe, screwdrivers, and chainsaws, or whatever the words were.
Exactly. It was like, oh my God. Wait, like that person had to knowingly do that to be obtuse.
Is hammer a person?
Oh, maybe it's hammers, chainsaw.
Ooh. Maybe.
This text.
They sell Rays.
I work in IT. At a bare minimum, a man or woman should be able to take the basic troubleshooting steps of restart computer, make sure it's plugged in, Google problem, and read for 3 minutes. You just fixed 80% of the problems. That's probably true.
Well, that's your job. What do you want? You want to be out of the job? And also, aren't you paid to do it? So can't someone just call you and say you do it? Because that's what you do?
Yeah, don't you like being able to say, have you even bothered to turn it off yet?
It kind of goes along with what Kelly was saying, though, in terms of like some things, if you took 1 second, you could just do it.
Oh, totally.
Just thinking for yourself.
Yeah, it's like asking for help without even considering the fact that you might actually be able to just do it.
Steve, you're going to have to post this so everybody can see it.
It was furniture. Okay.
It says Goodwin's Furniture Limited, LTD.
Okay.
Now, Goodwin's should be, it should be with an apostrophe.
Unless their last name is Goodwin's.
But more than but more than likely it's Goodwin.
Yeah.
And it should be apostrophe S, but it is not.
Sofas, chairs, recliners, beds. All four of them have an apostrophe.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody labeled it the four apostrophes of the apocalypses.
There's a huge RV dealership near here that has the same thing. They have this massive sign. You can see it from the highway. On the side of the building, it says RV apostrophe S.
Really?
And it drives me crazy.
Do I go by
every
that one?
Time. No.
It's not the one by my
no.
house? No.
No, it drives me insane every time I go by there.
Yeah.
I just want to throw a rock at the apostrophe.
Yeah. Like, I find
that
because amusing.
That is for vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which you would but not apostrophize.
Their initials are RVs, and their whole life they thought, man, I am destined to be an RV seller. And so it's RVs. Yeah, RVs.
Ronald Verman's RVs.
Yes.
Everybody calls him RV.
Yes.
Ronald.
Because no one wants to be
Ronald Verman.
Ronald Verman.
I wouldn't buy an RV from a guy named Ronald Verman.
You know who knows RVs? Old RV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would definitely buy an RV from RV, but
you know
I would not
Ronald
buy
Verman.
One
no,
from
it's not.
Ronald Verman.
He's not smart enough.
That guy can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're traumatizing me, Ronnie Verman. Stop.
Verman. Oh, what a name.
I know.
This one.
Free gonorrhea with every purchase.
Every time I think he's turned over a new leaf, he hurts me again.
Stop fighting Ronnie Verman.
He's a heartbreaker. Ronnie Verman.
Deb writes, at the bare minimum, every person should know how to change a tire and jump a car battery. Yeah.
Jump a battery. Yes.
I agree. I think both of them. I think they should know how to do that.
Nah, I ain't doing it.
Not everybody has.
I ain't doing it. I ain't learning. I ain't going to do it.
I think
I know how to do it, and I'm also not going to do it.
If somebody doesn't have AAA, you should know how to, just in case. Now, you might never do it, but you just never know. Like, it might be on you someday. You're in the middle of nowhere. You got no cell signal. Who knows?
I'm going to die there.
You're going
to
die there.
I'm going to die there.
Yeah.
If AAA can't make it, I ain't doing it.
I don't jump it right. I put both cables on both terminals because the one time that I was like, and one goes here and the other one goes on the block. And I put it on something I thought was metal and it just started smoking. And I was like, nope.
Yeah,
I'll just take a chance.
Mm-hmm. We're going to find.
Did it start?
Joe's going to have an exploded battery someday.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I have left a car with a flat tire because we weren't going anywhere that I could have changed presumably in 15 minutes for 2.5 hours to wait for AAA to come. I'm like, hey, I pay for it every year. I use it like once every 4 years. Yeah. So, yeah, come on out here.
I mean, if you pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got nowhere, nothing better to do than wait. Then,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've got it too. I wouldn't. It wouldn't be my first choice to do it anymore. But
I kind of enjoy
it. I've done it a million times, though.
I kind of enjoy the little rush, though, like. Battery's dead. Oh, let me pull up the other car. And I don't know why.
I don't like it.
I don't like that.
It's a hassle.
I think I like feeling. I like feeling like I know how to do things. And that's like the very rare moment that I get like, chance to shine.
Steve, I like being the guy with jumper cables. Yeah. Hey, you need a jump?
Yeah,
no, I'm just putting groceries in the back of my car, but thanks for asking.
Yeah. Here you go. Drive by, throw them out the window. See you later.
They didn't even see the jumper cables. Yeah. They just thought I was a rapist.
Just leave them there. I'll pick them up later.
Need a jump? Get away from me. Oh, thought your car didn't start. This one, sort of related to Kelly's. At the bare minimum, everyone should know when watching a movie or a TV show that if you just watch, they'll answer all the questions you have asked. I agree with that one. I hate that.
Yeah.
I have said you can't stop
that behavior.
My children so many times, hey, I've watched the same amount of the movie as you.
Yeah.
But when you guys were having a hot debate about whether ketchup is better room temperature or from the refrigerator, you missed out on half the details of said movie.
Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, there is something strangely satisfying and exciting when you finally ask the person that you're watching the movie with if they know what the hell is going on, because surely you've missed something, and you sit there silently for, I don't know, 20 minutes going, I do not understand. And then that person goes, I thought I missed something too.
Yeah.
Thank
okay,
God.
That, yeah, you're right. That is nice.
Inception was for me. By the end of it, I was like, I don't think I get this movie. And the people I was with were like, we're so lost. We don't know what world we're in anymore. What level are we at?
Yeah, I enjoyed that movie, but I recently thought, ooh, I should watch that again. And I got about 8 minutes into it, and I went, I did not want to watch this again.
No.
Nope. This text, at the bare minimum, every adult should know how to change their furnace filter. 90% of our service calls are fixed by simply changing the filter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I can. But
do you want to go out of business then?
Yeah, right?
Well,
you'd think that they would. Because that's an easy job for them.
Yeah.
That's a super easy job.
$85 service charge?
Yeah.
It is, but for like the technician who is, if they work for another company, they're getting paid to do one thing or another. It's probably pretty boring to just go out and go, oh, that was what I just did now. Like,
then write it up as worse and then sit in the driveway and watch TikTok.
But it's true. Like Steve finally just learned how to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Break their furnace.
Mm-hmm.
When did you learn that furnaces have filters that aren't permanent, Steve?
It's pretty recent.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
How many kids did you have at the time?
I knew that they had a filter. I just didn't change it.
It got off your schedule.
And then you forgot. And then my neighbor, who is an HVAC guy, owns his own company, and he came over at one point to check on something else. We wanted to get a humidifier installed or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And he came over, and he's like, oh, yeah, so we'll just hook it up there. And then he kind of paused. He looked down at my filter, pulled the thing out, looked at me, flipped it over, and put it back in the correct way. He's like, yeah, it's got to go.
So it was in backwards.
The arrow's got to face the other way.
I can't get it.
Come on.
Right.
Steve, people are sending in, our friend Dan Mayer in Albany has sent in a number of unnecessary quotation marks like this one. Restaurant, New Orleans cuisine.
So what is it really?
Yeah. This one, fresh seafood.
Don't believe that.
I would not buy that.
Oh, no, I definitely would not do that.
It turns out that if a business has weird quotation marks or too many apostrophes or out of place apostrophes, they're bad and you don't want to go to them. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get fresh seafood. Godwin's furniture looked like everything came pre-roached up.
It looked bad.
And obviously, Ron Vermin.
This text.
That guy's a scumbag.
When you have 20 air conditioning calls to do, and they're all simple filter changes, it can be frustrating when you just want to get home to your family by 5.
I believe. I'm sure.
But again, if you have 20 calls, you're going to get home quicker.
That's
because they're all
think.
Easy calls.
Yeah.
Right?
What if the last one, though, is...
Unless the
That's what's going to happen is then the last one you get to and you realize it's like a 9-hour disaster call.
I'm enjoying...
Unless going into it, they know that they just have to change the filter.
Mm-hmm. This text from New Jersey, listening on 105.7 The Hawk. I used to be a cable guy. Your remote control doesn't work because you have never changed the batteries, you idiot. Before you call, change the batteries. I bet you for people that do like service calls and stuff... including the times they've done it at my home, that is the most frustrating thing. I've never done the batteries thing or the air filter,
but I've had plenty
of other, hey, come on out and fix this. Oh, it was just this.
I mean, that is why so many people, you know, when you call, the internet's down or whatever, and they go, okay, have you tried restarting it? Because you know 99% of people don't.
Mm-hmm. I almost...
Yes, I've tried restarting it.
I almost had an electrician. I was like a whisper away from calling an electrician. When at the last second I remembered that the GFI switch might have gotten bumped somewhere, and that's why half the house didn't have electricity when I came home.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
Mm-hmm. That would have been bad. Because that's probably the first thing they would have checked when they said, so you only don't have power in the garage and near this bathroom?
Yeah, it's wild, man.
Yeah, weird, right?
Yeah, like what could have happened while right before we left or while we were gone?
It's like half a power line went down or something. I don't know.
Maybe you should probably call the energy company and see if they're having a localized problem in just my bathroom.